Wholesalers, welcome to another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. Wholesalers, by the time you listen to this, you know that we're going to be heading into 2013 business planning, right? Which means you got to make sure you have your Wholesaler Masterminds business plan template and your rotation builder. Make sure you got both of those. You know they're FREE free. And make sure that you're paying diligent attention to how you're going to plan for your 2013 career year. Hopefully you had a 2012 career year. We want you to have a 2013 year that's even better. And in order to help you get there, we have another extraordinary guest. Have you noticed the caliber of our guests just continue to get better and better? It's rather amazing, isn't it? So Rory Vaden is a self-discipline strategist. He is the co-founder of Southwestern Consulting and a New York Times best-selling author of a book that came out not too long ago called Take the Stairs. Let me not butcher that, Rory. Take the Stairs. 7 Steps to Achieving True Success. Now, you may have heard his insights on improving self-discipline, overcoming procrastination, enhancing productivity, because it's been shared on Oprah Radio, Fox, CNN, CNBC, CBS, Business Week, Entrepreneur, Fast Company, just to name a few of many. In fact, if you've been to an event with B of A or Morgan or Wells, you may have even seen him. His book has been a USA Today, Wall Street Journal, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, number 2 on the New York Times. Rory Vaden, welcome to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
I am delighted that you could be here, sir. Your message is so interesting. Take the stairs, 7 Steps to Achieving True Success. First of all, what do stairs have to do with success?
Well, you know, the metaphor is simple. You know, you think about the last time you were in front of a set of stairs and an escalator, did you take the stairs? And, you know, if we're honest, most people did not. Most of us took the escalator. And when you stop to think, you know, why is it that we take the escalator? And, you know, I don't really know, but we kind of naturally gravitate towards the easy way. We kind of naturally just get pulled in the direction of the path that is most convenient and that kind of a thing. And yet, when we profiled successful people from all across the country, financial advisors, wholesalers, it doesn't matter really what industry or age or ethnicity or background, and you really get to the root of what makes successful people successful, about the only thing that every successful person has in common is they tell you success comes down to doing the things you know you should be doing even when you don't feel like doing them, i.e. take the stairs.
You know, when you say that, it also strikes me that it's that, and also as a byproduct, it's all the stuff nobody else wants to do as well. Isn't that right?
Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of natural that if you don't want to do it, nobody else does, and it becomes a way to separate you from the crowd and that kind of thing. But, you know, I think the real challenge is you know, that ultra performers, and we profiled dozens of them when we were doing the research for the book, and 8 of those profiles actually made it into the final manuscript. These people, it's not so much about being concerned what other people do, it's really if you have that skill set to get yourself to do the things you know you need to be doing regardless of how you feel, then there's nothing that can stop you because you either like doing it and you'll do it no problem, or you don't really like doing it and you'll do it anyways because enjoying it isn't a requirement of doing it for you.
Great clarification. I appreciate that. So there's 7 steps. Now, clearly, we're here for 12, 15 minutes or so. Not enough time to discuss all 7 unless the book happens to be very short, which it's not. So let's just talk about 1 or 2, could we?
Yeah, I think that the foundation and the fundamental underlying principle of all of Take the Stairs is that the most disciplined people in the world, it's not that they like discipline more than the rest of us, it's that they actually think differently about it. And their brain processes choices based upon a different set of criteria from most people's brains. And, you know, the 7 key distinctions in the book are really about understanding the way that these ultra performers think. And the first one is probably the most universal. It's called the paradox principle of sacrifice, paradox principle of sacrifice. And it simply says easy short-term choices lead to difficult long-term consequences. Meanwhile, difficult short-term choices lead to easy long-term consequences. So there's lots of different examples, but let's use money since that's what we're, you know, in the space that we're in. You know, if you think about going out and buying things on credit because you like them, it's on sale, oh, I have to have it. In the short term, it's great because we get to have it right now, but in the long term, because of compounding interest, we end up not really owning that item. That item owns us until we've got it paid off, and because of compounding interest, we oftentimes will, you know, we pay more than what the purchase price was. Inversely, if we save our money today instead of spending it, because of compounding interest, that money starts to grow and grow and grow, and your money becomes like little soldiers out there working, and it's an army that's growing. And so that's a simple empirical example that people can understand, but that same dynamic is at play in every area of our life. Whenever we choose the easy way, the shortcut, the escalator mentality, if you will, there's always this invisible cost. Procrastination is actually the most expensive invisible cost in business today, because there's this impact, this negative impact associated with waiting that we don't really realize. And inversely, the people who are disciplined, the people who can make the follow-up calls and make, you know, the new business development calls and do the things that maybe are a little outside of their comfort zone up front, end up creating the easier life later on.
You called it the paradox principle of sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So let me make sure I got my head around it. So if I'm a wholesaler and I find myself with my, say, top 50 clients, and I spend virtually most of my time with my top 50 clients and have really let my ability to prospect get stale, you're saying that that would fit under this paradox principle of sacrifice, because in the short run, I'm going to be able to have riches from these 50 people, but in the long run, through attrition or otherwise, I'm going to have a declining book of business because I'm not prospecting.
Possibly I would say that. More or less, that captures the essence of the concept. One of the things that is important is, you know, take the stairs as a methodology, is it really comes down to what you know you should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't pretend to know exactly what every wholesaler should be doing. I don't, you know, you'd be much more qualified to speak on that, Rob, than I would. You know, my whole thing is just the psychology of how to get yourself to do the things that you know you should be doing even when you don't feel like doing them. So if you know, if you have a little voice and you're listening right now and you're driving in the car and you're going, man, you know what? I know I should be prospecting for new relationships. I know I need to be asking for more referrals. I know I need to be growing my business outside of just these top clients that I'm constantly nurturing. If you say that, then you do know that that is what you need to be doing. And when you don't do it, you end up paying a cost, because procrastination becomes this creditor that charges you interest. There's this invisible negative cost that, you know, because you didn't make that call today, somebody else did, and you lost that client that you could have had, and you don't ever see it. Well, those invisible costs are adding up in every area of our life, whether it might be a tough conversation you need to have with a client who's upset, and, you know, we don't want to talk to him because we know it's not going to go good, and it's just kind of nasty, and so I want to put off making that call. And the time that those negative things sit there, waiting always makes it worse.
Mm-hmm.
So the paradox is just what seems like the hard thing, whatever it is in your life right now. It could be your weight. It could be your personal finances. It could be prospecting for new business. It could be, you know, you need to do a better job of follow-up. Whatever it is that you know you should be doing, it seems hard now, but truly waiting makes it worse. And so the great paradox is what feels easy in the short term, which is indulgence and putting off things we don't feel like doing, creates the much more difficult life and business later on. And what seems like the hard thing to do creates the easier life later on. So that's why it's a great paradox to even call it a sacrifice. Most sacrifices are not really sacrifices. They're just short-term down payments on these rich future blessings.
What a great description. Thank you for clarifying that. Can you help me? I want to go back one step if I could, because
okay. What
keeps echoing in my brain is ultra performer.
Yeah.
And it's not a phrase we hear very frequently, and I just want to get some color around the phrase. So, you know, there's peak performers, top performers. What is an ultra performer as you've defined it, and as you've interviewed these ultra performers for the book?
Ultra performers, as we consider it, is basically somebody who is in the top 1% of their industry. And we talked with, you know, all different types of people, some superstar athletes, some, you know, celebrities, musicians, politicians even, and really when the people who are profiled in the book, for example, one of them, her name is Sue Schick. She's the CEO of United Healthcare of Pennsylvania. There is a guy named Chad Goldwasser, who was the number one Keller Williams real estate agent, number one out of 76,000 agents for Keller Williams. People like that. Now, there's some interesting diversity. There's a mom who's kind of a stay-at-home mom who has a home-based party plan business. And, you know, by day, she's like, or, you know, in the morning, she's mom taking the kids to school, and then on nights and weekends, she has this, you know, 4,000-person organization direct sales business that pays her a personal income that would rival most corporate executives. So I think it's you know, if you objectively, if you had to, you know, define it, I would say it's somebody in the top 1% of their industry. But pragmatically, as it matters to you and I, an ultra performer is somebody who gets what they want. And to me, success is defined differently for each person. It's how do you get what you want out of life? And those people all follow a similar set of thinking. It doesn't matter what industry they're in or what their age is. They think in these seven key ways, and that enables them to choose a path different from most people. Like, you know, to use the metaphor, they take the stairs.
Mm-hmm. So Rory, our time is limited today intentionally, and wholesalers, you know I'm going to tell you need to subscribe to I Carry the Bag, the official magazine of wholesaling at icarrythebag.com, because Rory is going to be writing an article for us for the next issue. But we do want to cover, say, one more bite-sized notion, one more bite-sized step, knowing, of course, I'm sure there's, you know, lots of depth behind it. But what's another one that we could potentially toss out to our listeners as something that they could kind of mentally chew on here?
Well, one of the ones that I know is particularly relevant to wholesalers is what we call the magnification principle of focus. And before I tell you what the solution is, you know, the problem is procrastination. And when we think of procrastination, for the average person, procrastination is consciously delaying what we know we should be doing. But with wholesalers, there's another type of procrastination that we set in, that we see sets in a lot of times, which is not classic procrastination. It's two words that I like to call creative avoidance. And creative avoidance is different because it's unconscious, and it's unconsciously filling the day with menial work or trivial work, to where sometimes we'll create stuff for ourselves to do so that we can avoid doing the things we really know we should be doing because we don't feel like doing them, or they're hard, or they're uncomfortable. And so we live in this state of constantly, it's like we can be in the office long hours. We can be working a lot of days. We can be pushing a lot of paper, answering a lot of emails, in a lot of meetings, on a lot of conference calls. And at the end of the day, if we're honest with ourselves, we realize that we were nothing more than busy, just being busy. And so distraction is a dangerously deceptive saboteur of our goal. And the idea of multitasking and working on all these 100 different things is actually, you know, something that is abhorred by these ultra performers, that multitasking is completely ineffective, and their thinking is just the opposite. And the magnification principle of focus, it works like this: is if, you know, if you were to go outside on a hot sunny day and just lay a piece of paper down on the asphalt, nothing would happen to that paper. But if you were to take a magnifying glass and you were to hold the magnifying glass in between the sun and the piece of paper, the piece of paper would catch on fire. Why? Because focus is literally power. Focus scientifically is power. Sunlight focused enough can catch a piece of paper on fire. Water streamlined enough can cut through steel. So focus is power, but focus becomes one of the most scarce resources for wholesalers today. There's just constantly, you know, we fall victim to whatever is latest and loudest. we answer our email from the top down, when very often the email at the top of our inbox might not be the most important or the most urgent. It just happens to be the most recent. And so the strategy of the magnification principle of focus is giving yourself permission to ignore the small stuff while you focus on the big stuff. In other words, you come into each day with two things on your to-do list, and you know that until you accomplish those two things, everything else is a distraction. And it's okay to ignore things deliberately, to ignore small things temporarily so that you can work on the big things that you know really, really drive your business. And a lot of wholesalers, they're so service-minded. They're pulled in so many directions. They got, you know, so many different people pulling for their time that they have a hard time giving themselves permission to just ignore certain things for a little while. I mean, there's very few emails, voicemails, and things that can't wait 2 hours. I'm not talking about 2 weeks. I'm talking about 2 hours while you make some important phone calls, or you take care of some business development activities, or you deal with the big things that you know you need to be working on to drive your business.
Rory, one of the things that you said there in wholesalers, I hope you heard what he said, this notion of, Rory, I heard you say pick out two big things, right? Two things that represent those items wherein, if I achieve them in the day, I know that I will have had in part a successful day, and then everything else can follow beneath it. Is that what I heard you say?
You got it. It's like if you got those two things done, you would say, man, today was a great day.
Rory, I'm gonna have folks go out and get your book because it's going to be hooked up on the website. Wholesalers, jump out to wholesalermasterminds.com. Get a copy of Rory's book. If you have an event coming up and think his message would make sense for advisors, obviously you'll have a link there to figure out how to have another conversation with Rory. I learned stuff today at Wholesalers. I hope you did. Rory Vaden, thanks for being with us on Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Rob.
Wholesalers, we'll talk to you again on the next episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.